Welcome, I call to order City Council meeting regular agenda Tuesday, May 13, 2014 at 7:05 p.m. Mr. Hanson, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I'd be honored to, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Salute.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor Robinson?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Mayor Cobb?
Here. Thank you. Item number four is agenda review. Are there any requests or changes by staff?
None from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Council?
Nothing.
No. No.
No, very good. Item 4A is to consider acceptance by motion of City Council, May 13, 2014 agenda. Pleasure of the council.
Move to accept as presented.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Item number 5 is presentations, proclamations. There are none tonight. Item number 6 is public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by myself. However, no formal action will be taken unless placed in a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have anybody? Okay, moving on. Item number 7 is the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a councilperson or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. Item 7A is to consider approval of general payroll and direct deposit check registers. Item 7B is to consider approval of the minutes of the April 22, 2014 City Council regular meeting. Item 7C is consider approval of part-time temporary employee wage scale effective June 1st, 2014. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I'll move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved in second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Item number 8 is public hearings. There are none this evening. Item number 9 are ordinances. There are none. Item number 10, items introduced by City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor.
Thank you. Council?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Item number 11 is new business. 11A is to approve and direct staff to commence advertising a recruitment to fill a planning commission vacancy created by the resignation of Commissioner Houston Carlisle. Staff?
Yeah, thank you, Your Honor, members of the City Council. Straightforward request. We've recently had the resignation of Mr. Carlisle from the Planning Commission. Would be appropriate to begin advertisement for that. The council had previously, on these occasions, appointed a two-member subcommittee. I think the last interviews were conducted not that long ago, and I believe it was Mr. Domenichini and Ms. Taylor Vaughn.
Yes.
I'm asking if the two of you want to volunteer again, and if approved, we'll get an ad out right away and get it wrapped up as quickly as we can. We haven't identified a schedule in this because it came up at the very last minute, but we'll get the ad out and then set a date for closure and then let you know how many apps we have and get the interview set up.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we're both on the committee to look at the library board, so I would probably defer to another council member to do these interviews if someone.
Larry, would you agree?
Volunteer.
With
I can go either way. I can.
Right, let's see if we get two other volunteers.
So you don't want to volunteer, huh? Personally, I think with the Councilmember Dominguez, he's a vast experience in the Planning Commission. I think he would be a tremendous asset to serve as on the interview panel personally. But if he doesn't, I would be willing to. If he doesn't,
I can do it. Yeah.
Okay. I would appreciate that.
Let me write
you,
that down.
You do bring a lot of experience there. It's true. Gary, Larry, would either one of you want to be the other member?
Your preference.
How about you? You can go first.
I'll do it if consensus.
You don't want to do it, or you want to do it?
Well, I was going to
be my guest.
I'll give him the first opportunity.
Be my guest. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Gary?
I thought Larry said he was going to do it.
Oh, is that what we got here? Okay. All right, Larry and Larry, again. All right, super. Is that consensus of the council?
Boy, that was rough. Yes.
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 Okay,
yes.
Very good.
That's
we could have a formal motion from the council to commence the advertisement. That would be great.
Okay, great. Do we have a motion from council?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 11B is to consider approval of terms of technology assessment strategic IT plan scope of work provided by Matson and Isom Technology Consulting and authorize the finance director to negotiate and sign terms of agreement. Mr. Salisbury.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. What you have before you this evening is our first step in the process of dating a new technology group. As you are aware, we are going to be terminating our relationship, or they're going to be terminating their relationship with us, Ray Morgan Pro IT, effective June 30. The first step in the process is to do a needs assessment and formulate a technology plan. The subcommittee has met with Matson and Isom Technology Consulting and would like to proceed going forward with commencement of signing the agreement and getting started with that process as the first step in establishing a new IT relationship.
Okay. Council, you have any questions?
This will be part of that allocation we made with the tax refund from the county.
And one corrective note on that, the financial consideration does say four of the $60,000. The original allocation was $65,000 rather than $60,000.
Okay. And it's about a month and a half time frame?
I would tend to believe that would be the case. We do have a commitment from Ray Morgan to stay on beyond June 30th if so necessary to do so. Okay.
No questions. Thank you, Tim.
Larry?
No.
Gary?
No, I like the proposal as presented. No, I have no issues at all with it. I think it's a good idea.
I agree. Okay. Under consider approval, are you asking for a motion?
That would be best.
Do we have a motion from council?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the terms of technology assessment and strategic IT plan scope of work provided by Matson and Isom Technology Consulting and authorize the finance director to negotiate and sign terms of agreement.
Things have been moved. We have a second.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Salisbury. Okay, we'll just go ahead and skip item C. Nobody wants to hear that. Okay, I guess we better visit that one. Okay, sorry, I know I'm making kind of light of this, but, honestly, if I let everybody speak tonight, we would be going on and on for hours and hours. What I would like to do is I'd like to hear from three people on pro and then three people against. Do we have three leaders for each side, do you believe? Yes? Okay, I'd like to keep it to, let's say, 4 minutes each. Okay, three from each side. Let's go ahead and hear the pro side first.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My name is Jim Lambert. I'm here representing the yes on Measure R. Our first speaker this evening is the Glenn County Superintendent of Schools, Tracy Corning.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. I want to thank you very sincerely for hearing this matter and considering the notion of endorsing it. That's a big step for a city council. I have served on a city council. And so I tried to put together in my mind, why, if I was sitting on a city council, would I endorse this? So I have three reasons, and I want to share them, and I'll be brief. I can give you a ton of school reasons. I can give you a ton of statistics. Is going to bore you and put you to sleep. But the three that I think are this. One, you are the legislative authority for this city. You are the highest ranking body of authority in this city. So what you say is heard. It's maybe not always followed. It's maybe not always adhered to, but everybody hears what you say. So you're the right audience for this plea, and you're the right body to speak, because you're the body that is listened to. The second reason is it has to do with message. And I know you've all dealt with kids at some point in time in your life. And if you give a kid a little time, you take them fishing, or you show them how to work on a car, or you show them how to crochet, or you show, you spend time with them. You invest time with them. You give them your time. You give of yourself. Boy, do they like that. And boy, do they respond positively to that. They sure like it when somebody they admire admires or believes in them. So the second reason I'm going to put in front of you, it's actually pretty simple, is you're going to be sending a message. And the message you send to these kids are, we value you. And we want you to do your very best. And we're not afraid to invest in you. Maybe a little time to take them fishing, and maybe a little money, so they can have a safe and clean place to go to school. They're going to hear you. They're going to hear what you think about them with this vote. And number three, it's one of duty. I know when I was a kid, it was made very clear to me that my grandparents did everything they could to create a better life for their kids, which would be my parents. And I know my parents and their generation did everything they could to make life a little better for me and my generation. And now that responsibility has fallen upon our shoulders. It's our turn. And every generation before my grandparents, and I hope everyone after you and I, carries forward that same notion, that if we do anything, we do this one thing right, that we pass on to our kids and our grandkids a better go at life than we had. It's just natural. It's just the way we work. And it's the way it's been forever. If there's any lesson in history, that's the lesson. So as your grandparents, I didn't grow up here. I grew up in the Midwest. But I'm sure your parents did the same for you here, because I see schools that were built in the 60s and 50s. So somebody's parents and grandparents wanted a better go than was given to them. And their parents, for you. And now it's your turn. It's your duty. I thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Our next speaker, Mr. Mayor, is, I believe, the student body president from Willows Intermediate School, and that is Austin McDonald.
Thank you.
Good evening. It's an honor being here tonight. My name is Austin McDonald, Willows Intermediate School body president. I'd like to start by telling you a little about myself. I actually started my schooling at Murdoch Elementary, where I had some of the most incredible teachers, in which I will never forget. Mrs. Zuckerman, who really took the time to get to know me, she told my parents I would make a great engineer someday. Third grade, Mrs. Vieira, who put in long hours, and I know she would purchase supplies from her own pocket for us students. She called my parents after school one day just to tell them that I would make a great leader. Mrs. Disbro was another teacher in whom I was a helper too. I will never forget her buying me a Wii game for helping her that year. The list goes on for teachers at my present school, Willows Intermediate. Mr. Olson has taught me things I will always remember. Mrs. Abel has gone above and beyond for her students, and for this I am grateful. Mrs. Furtado is another teacher who truly cares, and believe me, the list goes on. You see, it's teachers like this that have made my years at public school so great, despite the classroom conditions that we're all subject to. They would use money out of their own pockets to fulfill the needs at school. Why? Because they care for their students. I am an asthma sufferer, and it started in kindergarten when it was worse it has ever been. I would see my doctor, and he would tell my parents that it has to be environmental. We discovered that it was better when school was not in session or a break. My doctor said he was convinced it was the classroom, and sadly, looking back, I would have to agree. I am an advocate and supporter of the public school system. It is because of attending I feel that this has helped me to be well-rounded, to get along with all my peers, and made me the person I am today. My brothers, who both attend Murdoch Elementary School, are afraid to use the restrooms at school. Why? Because they are bad. My mom knows that when she picks my 5-year-old brother up from school, she has to head straight home so he can use the bathroom. I remember the same issues years ago when I attended. Believe me, I know the janitors and staff do the best they can for this issue, but you can only use a Band-Aid for so long. It's been years since the schools were built and updated. In fact, the facilities are the same as when my mom attended school there years ago. My grandfather is a self-employed, hardworking, conservative man in whom I admire. The last thing he wants or needs is a tax, and yet he did research. He looked into this measure and realized the tax is minimal considering the benefits to his grandchildren and future generations to come. I look outside my house every day and see the SNR sign sitting in my yard and my neighbors. I look down the street and see a sign that reads no NR. I think to myself, have they ever seen our schools? Have they? Oh, how I wish they would educate themselves on the measure. Take a tour of our schools, get the exact dollar amount of the tax, and realize it is minimal considering the benefits. It saddens my peers and I when we see these signs. It's not the state who can give us the money needed. It's the job of the community. I have a strong faith in this community. I know they will ultimately do the right thing. I am asking you, the voters, please vote yes on Measure R. It's for us, students. We are the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. What grade are you in, Austin? I think you better find yourself a seat up here pretty soon. Thank you very much. Awesome. Our last speaker, Mr. Mayor, is Mark Atlas, the local attorney, speaking in favor of Measure.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for having us. The first thing I'm going to do is what every lawyer does, and that is stretch your sense of credibility, and I'm going to convince you that my pink shirt is really purple. I was in Sacramento all day and didn't have time to change. I wanted to just add a couple of sort of personal, I guess, reflections on Measure R. There's been some talk about that people who are over 40, and I include myself in that, surprisingly enough, that voting in favor of this measure is irresponsible because we're not going to be around to pay for it. I would suggest instead that people of my age, if you will, would be more inclined, if they were interested in their self-protection and preservation, to say, well, our kids are out of school, and so why should we bother supporting the measure? The reason is that we have a long history in this community of doing things for ourselves. Some have suggested that this bond measure is somehow irresponsible or an aberration, something that is not consistent with things that the community does. I have personal experience in my law practice representing groups of people who have done exactly what we're suggesting the community do with Measure R, and that is tax themselves to multiply the value of the tax by other money that would be added to that, and then to make long-term investments in things that improve their lives. The proof of that is the water districts that are along the Tehama-Calusa Canal, and really earlier in the 20th century, even the older irrigation districts who tax themselves to improve their systems. But the most recent examples that I'm speaking of are districts like Kanawha Water District and Glide Water District, who are headquartered right here in Willows. Those farmers agreed to, in effect, tax themselves, to borrow money in order to make long-term investments that have improved the value of their land, the way they farm crops, the way they deal with water shortages, the epic example of which is this year, all of which has improved this community immeasurably. Another example, even closer to us, literally, geographically, is Northeast Willows. Those of you who have been around long enough to know Northeast Willows, or to remember it, in the late 1970s and early 80s, it was served by city water, but it had septic tanks for their wastewater. And in years when there was much more than a normal rain, which is a little bit hard to remember now, given this year, we had raw sewage surfacing on some of the properties there. The district had to ask the county to impose a moratorium on construction and on replacement of septic tanks because the situation was so bad. The community voted itself a tax so that it could get matching funds from the federal government in order to build a sewer system. And as a consequence of that, anything, if you drive through that community now and you see a home that is less than about 15 years old, it is there solely because the people of that community did the same kinds of things that we're suggesting the people of the Willows Unified School District do, and that is vote to raise some money by taxing themselves, multiply that with the money that the state will provide in matching funds, and make a long-term investment in the schools. It's good for the community, it's good for the kids, and there's really no reason other than to, no explanation to do anything other than to support Measure R. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
I would just like to wrap up just for a minute, if I may. Oxford Dictionary just announced the International Word of the Year for 2013. Does anybody know what it is? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with one of these. The word is selfie. And for those of you who are over the age of 25, a selfie is when you hold up your camera and you take a picture of yourself. It's all about you. It's all about me. Well, if you're considering voting no on R, I would ask you to turn your camera around and show it to the community, because this is about our community, this is about our neighborhoods, and this is about our schools. Please vote yes on R. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now it's for the against. And I'll give you an opportunity to summarize as well at the very end.
That should work well. I know we have two people who are going to speak tonight. Do we have a fourth person? One, two. Is there another who will speak for no R? Then I request the extra time, as we do not have four people.
We were unaware that that was going to happen. This is a very prepared crew for that. Very good.
Well, I assure you, nobody knew about this up until we began tonight.
Well, they're just very prepared, which is always good. I would like to pass out for each member on the board, on the council. I believe I have five copies. Did I give these to you, Natalie? Okay. And it's some information. I listened to everything that the folks for Yes on R had to say, and very well done, everybody. Very, very well done. I'm sure everybody here is aware of the state of Jefferson. Why it's gaining in popularity has to do with the fact that we in the North State feel that we don't have a voice. We vote, and we feel that we are ignored by the rest of the state because we don't vote quite the same as the rest of the state, more often than not. In 2008, in June, the voters said no. In 2008, in November, the voters said no. In November of 2012, the voters said no. I have a few more things I'm going to say, but I have to wonder about the city council's involvement wading into the political arena to pick winners or to pick losers. Who do you support? Will you support a candidate for sheriff? Doesn't affect the fiscal viability of the city. Will you support a candidate for the district attorney's office? Doesn't impact the fiscal climate of the city. Will you support somebody for the county board of supervisors? Doesn't affect this city fiscally. I don't really know what benefit would come from this city council voting yes or no. It simply isn't your venue. The city's business is your venue. I listened to Mr. Corney, and he talked about you being a legislative authority, which you are. Is this your right to legislate a yes or a no? Have you done this in the past? Is this common practice for city councils to support bond measures or to not support them, to take a stand? I don't know. Sending a message to the kids. We have a political process, which three times our political process has said no. Three times. The very first document in that packet that I gave you is the resolution, signed by all the board members from the school board and Mr. Guyvette. And the resolution is the binding document. There has never been any argument that the schools have to be fixed. Never an argument. No one has ever said they're fine. No one. But there's a yellow marker there, and it goes to the word, it says terms. And those are the only terms that you will find in this legally binding document. This is an open-ended contract. Mr. McDonald said we would have an exact dollar amount that we would know we had to pay. We have no idea what we will pay because the terms are not in the resolution. And again, that is the binding contract. A yes vote says we sign the bottom of a contract with no real terms. We don't know what we'll pay or for how long. And Mr. McDonald also said that his mother went to school years ago and it was the same facilities. 6 years, three elections, the school board and the superintendent and the folks who are supporting yes on all of the bonds could have pushed for policy to be written that would have made sure we're not here again. Will we be here again in 20 years? There's nothing been done in writing to assure that we won't. So while we do need money and we do need to fix our facilities, what have we done so that we won't be here again? Nothing. And it isn't that the people here don't have a good heart and that the board doesn't have good intentions, but we all know what road is paved with good intentions. And will they be here in 3 years or 5 years or 10 years? No one knows. We have elections. We don't know. Farmers tax themselves to improve the value of their land. Yeah, we all know that. I'm sure Mr. Hansen and Mr. Domenichetti both know that, the importance of improving your ground. You also don't sign contracts to which you do not know the exact terms. You know exactly what it will cost you, to the dime, usually, or to the penny for some of the folks that I know. And that ties right in with the septic tanks in Northeast Willows, which were a great idea, except everybody's still being taxed. It was an original tax that was supposed to go away or become lower, and to my knowledge from people I've talked to, it hasn't. It was a good idea, but perhaps not the best managed, and people are frustrated by that tax that they have to pay, and some of them don't have the city sewer, they still have septics. All of this is said just to bring out, why are we saying no? And why are there not more people here supporting the no on R? Why did so many people vote against it, but so few people come out publicly to say that they're not going to support the bond? Exactly what Mr. Lambert said. Take a selfie and look at it. That specific attitude that if you are not with us, you are against us, has people coming up to myself and the other people who have publicly said that this is not the right tool to fund the schools, have said, we can't let anybody know because it has gotten so fractious in our community. And I'm disappointed in that. There are people here that I talk to that I enjoy. It doesn't matter how you vote. That doesn't change how I feel about you. It's your right to vote based on whatever information and decisions you choose to make. But I absolutely abhor when someone says you're ignorant, you're uninformed, and you're stupid if you don't vote for this. That's not how our political system is designed to work. We're supposed to have debate. We're supposed to have information. We're supposed to have these get-togethers. And we're supposed to talk at the grocery store where we meet. And we're supposed to talk at the school. And we're supposed to talk at the gas station about what we like and what we don't like. And right now, it's not happening in this community, which is really frustrating. I am so disappointed to constantly have people come up and say, but don't tell anybody. Our donations have come almost exclusively under the amount of $99 from the people in the community because they don't want their name listed. We don't have big donors that are going to benefit when this passes for all of the goodies that we would like to have. That's another story. But you'll find in the packet that you have the resolution and also the very last document that I included are the agendas and minutes of 2013-14. And this ties in with this open-ended resolution that the board signed. In 2008 and again in 2012, contracts were put onto the website that were signed with all of the different groups that it takes to pass a bond. You have the attorney, the bond counsel. You have the bond consultants. You have the underwriter. There's a really big group that profits a great deal. A huge amount of money goes to these people when the bond is passed. There aren't any in the minutes I looked. There's this resolution of which you have a copy, and in February, and one that they put on there from Mr. Darlington, who is not only their school attorney, but also their bond attorney. I just found that really interesting, because I'd like to see the rest of the contracts. What will the underwriters get this time? What will the consultants get this time? Every penny that they've donated and spent in order to get it passed, they get it back. They pay, they get the money back when the bond passes from that money. So again, I ask whether or not it's the wisest choice to even wade into the political arena, considering there is no fiscal impact. If there were, then you should. And there's no other race or decision making that's going on at the voting booth that you're going to weigh in on, just this one. And I know it was per request. I just hope you give it some thought and realize that three different times, regardless whether it was 101, 31, or 1, if we're going to teach our children that every single vote counts, that one voter makes a difference, are you going to say because 38 people more said no, that their votes really don't count? If we do this again, we'll finally get what we want? I don't think that's a message that I would want to send my kids. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, next, please.
Hi, I'm Angela Parizio, and I'm a citizen here in this community and a voter. I again have felt the wrath of a selfie, apparently. I've been called all kinds of names and attacked because of my stance on this election. It is sad that it comes to that, and people can't be respectful despite differences in opinion. So, as Susan said, it is real. And I am actually the treasurer for Responsible School Solutions, NoOnR. And as such, I'm the one doing all the paperwork and collect a lot of the donations. All our donations are mostly, like she said, under $99. People specifically tell me why that is and make sure that they don't have not even a whisper of their name attached to it. And that I've had at least 6 people tell me they're fearful for their jobs over this. That should never happen. This is America. I mean, we should be able to vote and be in the process without fear. And that is very sad here in this community right now. I'll be glad when it's over. The other thing I again want to say, I know you've heard it numerous times, but we have had past elections, 3 that have been defeated, that are virtually identical to this bond election. The first one was in 08, June of 08, Measure L, and it was defeated by 132 votes. November 4th, 08, Measure N, defeated by 191 votes. November 6th, 2012, it was defeated by 38 votes. And here again, without any really major change, the same thing is here again, despite the small change in the amount they're asking for. That's a concern. All the major issues have not been addressed that we brought up over and over. So that is one of my big things. I would also like to point out, this is, and I've included this in your packet, I believe Susan provided you one. This is awkward. This is a district map the Willows Unified School District. This is Willows. This is the district. Some cities have multiple districts within their city. Willows is but a part of this very large district, which has over and over said no to this bond. I feel that if you, as a legislative, as a governing body, the Willows City Council, I do not believe that the Willows City Council governing this area right here should be endorsing any vote, either direction, on in a district this large and this diverse that has had three times already said no. I think it's not fair to the voters, and that you would be pretty much a slap in the face to the voters, like all this last three times doesn't mean anything. This will be our fourth time around. A lot of money's been spent, a lot of things not gotten done, and a lot of things been done, but there's been 6 years and a lot of money wasted. Please do not add insult to injury on this. If you must endorse it personally, do so. But please don't endorse it as my elected official. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Carol Smith. I was born in Willows, October 20th, 1966. I don't care how you vote. Yes, no, it's your prerogative. But be informed, understand what bonds are. They've been a scam for so long in this state that they had to send legislature to try to control this stuff and get it down to only 4-1 by law. Go look a couple years ago. Go to Poway School District. They were stuff like this where they were telling them, hey, we want to do our school repair. They started out with a $100 million school bond. Before they make their first payment, it's $1 billion in interest. That's a scam. 4-1 is a scam. My kid's 17, he'll be 57 years old when this is paid for. I'm not doing it for him, I'm sticking it to him. I'm sticking it to every kid in this school. There's money, we have money, it's there, it's available. We've done this before, things have been tough in our country before. But I'm conservative. I don't like our country borrowing $600 billion a year to float this stuff. What's going to happen? Where's this stuff going to end? It can stop here. I'm not against school repair. The schools look like crud. And I'm going to put it politely, they look terrible. But this kind of financing, a blank check, would you go to a bank and say, hey, I want to borrow $20,000, but you sign here first, and then we're going to put the interest rate? You got good credit? Glenn County as a whole has good credit. Nobody would do that. Nobody in their right mind would sign a blank check with no interest rate put in there. It wouldn't happen. This is conservative. I mean, how I vote, you look at Glenn County, bam. No, that's not how the state votes, but it's how Glenn County votes. It's how the Willows Unified, the Willows area votes. We're conservative. This is not conservative. Like I said, I don't care how you guys vote, but get in, figure out what's on there. Figure out, read those things that she said that, you know, really, nobody would go to a bank and sign the dotted line before they filled in the interest rate, period. And I know our schools need work. I know that. My house is older than all these schools. Guess what? I've upkept it. It's a pretty good house. I put new windows in. There's no money. The ADA money is supposed to be doubled within the next 5 to 7 years. Talk to some other people from, say, Walden. Talk to the lady from Walden. They're getting 7 portables put in. There's 50 more kids that's leaving Willows Unified School District. It's going to happen. Walden has a very good record. They hate Walden. Their summer programs, they won't even let them be involved with because they're so pissed off at them for leaving the school district because they say they put them in a bind. Well, sorry, maybe you should have done something different with your school. At the candidates night, there was a question about accountability and credibility about the school district and administration. The leader of the yes committee said, yes, there is accountability and credibility problem. So we're going to give them $14 million. Don't worry about it. Just hand it over. I speak with a little bit of passion because I'm passionate for this, and I think it's wrong. The way we're borrowing the money, this is wrong. And like I said, vote however you want. I urge you to vote no or get more. Figure out what's on the thing because I believe it's wrong. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, I'm going to go ahead and open this up to council members. How would you like to start this discussion off?
I can go first.
Okay, Larry, go ahead.
I have a 12-year-old still in school. Matter of fact, went to a track meet today in Orland, and I'm proud of her. She finished second for WIS. I'm going to take my tie off. I even had a large sign in my front yard, and it read, yes and R. I think somebody stole it. I have some very, very important unanswered questions on this bond measure. Now, I have more. I have 2 weeks as a voter to make my decision. Therefore, I cannot encourage anyone to vote yes or anyone to vote no on this bond measure when I don't quite have all the answers. But I can encourage everyone to do some independent research before they vote on this measure. That's it.
Okay. Gary?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, first of all, thank you for all of the individuals who spoke tonight, both in support and opposition. You all had very persuasive arguments. Everyone did. And especially Mr. McDonald. Austin, very, very, very good job. Outstanding public speaking work on your part. And you have, I'm sure you have a very bright future ahead. So keep up the good work and keep pushing forward. Proud of you. You did a fantastic job. So just for that, I want to give you, Austin, a round of applause for that. And I'm also proud to, of course, we all know this, but I'll say it anyway, remind everyone that Austin is so far a product of the Willow school system. So good work. Way to go, Willow's Unified. All of my three children are graduates of Willow's Unified, went through K through 12 there. I have nothing but accolades for the district. I think Willows Unified is a fantastic district. I believe in the 80-20 rule, you know, a 36-year career in public service. I think it affects the public and private sector as well. I also have extensive private sector experience. Most of you know that. But 80-20 rule, 80% of our folks are out there doing a fantastic job, and there's always the 20% marginal. So I won't go on that further on that. But I believe in 80-20 rule or 90-10 rule, whatever you say, but I'm solidly convinced that 80 or 90% of all of the individuals associated with Willows Unified are out there doing a fantastic job and very professional and educating our kids. My kids have all graduated. My youngest graduated 3 years ago. They're all doing very well. I'm very proud of all of them. Like I say, they had a fantastic education at Willows Unified. I've got three grandkids now. One of them, my son's daughter, is living here in Willows, I'm proud to say. Hopefully she will be a product of Willows Unified as well. I was opposed, steadfastly opposed to the measure in 2008, the first ballot measure. I said that at candidates night. And my opposition wasn't to the district. It was to the insane bureaucracy involved with the United States Department of Education, the California bureaucracy combined. I don't believe, and I still don't believe, that the educational dollars get to the classroom. That's where they need to be. That's where they're important when they come to the local district. There is so much money siphoned off. I won't waste time on what I think about the United States Department of Education, but when Bob Dole was running for president, he was going to eliminate that department. I was totally in support of that. But You know, there's so much money expended on education that doesn't get to the classrooms where it needs to go. And that's not our fault. That's not anybody in this room's fault. That's not the district employee's fault. That's not our teacher's fault or administrator's fault. That's just the bureaucracy in California, namely. And that said, and that's why I opposed it in 2008, because there's plenty of tax money. It's just not being utilized in the proper place, in my opinion. The next measures, I voted for them. I'm a conservative individual. Carol, you mentioned a lot of us here are conservative. This is a conservative county. I've got a lot of friends who are moderates and liberals, and that's the beauty of our country. That's why we live in this terrific republic we call the United States of America, because we can come here and have civil debate about an issue like this, and this is a very emotionally charged issue, obviously. It affects our community vastly. It involves our kids, obviously. My kids are out of school, but there's a lot of kids in school. There's going to be a lot more kids coming into school. So I feel that the school is ground zero for improvement of our overall way of life. Our children are, you know, that's all, when it's all said and done, you know, in my case, when it's all said and done, I'm glad I've got my three kids to carry on. I hope they have a slew of kids, and I hope they have a slew of kids to carry on. But they all need a positive environment in which to learn. I'm generally opposed to tax increases. There have been a couple that I have not been opposed to, and Mr. Atlas, you know, very good points on the irrigation district tax increases, very good points, something we forget about. But without those tax increases that the property owners impose on themselves, those irrigation districts wouldn't be producing as they are today by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, that'd be just, you know, dry land out there producing next to nothing, and we all know that. Without irrigation, we're just a giant desert in this state. Basically, but and also the Northeast Willows sewage issue. Like you said, a lot of us been around a long time remember that, and it was a mess with the old septic systems. This is a difficult issue because it's an independent voter issue, obviously. The question is, should the Willow City Council endorse a political measure? The Yes on Our committee approached the representatives of the committee, approached the council, and asked that it be placed on the agenda. So that is unusual. However, in this case, I was happy to see that. I think this debate is very important. The school facilities, and we've all, you know, it's been said here by both sides, the school facilities in Willows Unified are in extremely poor condition. The infrastructure is in very poor shape. It's been going downhill for a long time, and it's strictly a financial issue. It's a monetary issue. I know that the over the years, the maintenance and ground staffs have dwindled substantially as people retire and leave. Most of the time, the positions have not been replaced. It's all based on funding. As I said earlier, that funding isn't anyone's, it's no one's fault in this room. I blame the federal and state government for the funding crisis that our schools are in. It's terrible. It's just not a good situation, all the wasted tax money that goes along. But personally, I'm going to vote in favor of Measure R this time. It wasn't a difficult decision for me. Like I say, I'm generally opposed to tax increases. But I think this is a needed tax increase for the future of our community. I believe that our future of our community definitely depends on this. This is not to debate this issue, but, you know, ADA, you know, attendance is down largely from a charter school that's here, and that's a parental choice issue, whether to send your children to the charter school or to Willows Unified. That has obviously affected the income of the district, the financial constraints placed on the district by that loss of ADA. that's been tough. And I see the Susan and Angela, you had that's pointed out in one of your charts here, and your declining enrollment. I would assume that it's largely a part of that. You know, I mean, there are other reasons as well, as we all know, but people do leave the district, as they do all districts. But so it's a difficult decision for me. Should the council endorse a political measure? We haven't, since I've been on the council, we haven't done that before. But it is interesting debate. So, however, you know, in this context, and Angela, I believe you said something about, I believe it was you, Angela, about the city of Willows being a small part of the district. That's true. It's obviously true. But really, because of that argument, that started to, my question is, should the council endorse this measure publicly? Should we just go to the ballot booth independently and vote thumbs up or thumbs down, as we all will? But when you pointed out that Willows is only a small part of the district, that helped shape my opinion that maybe you know, I may be, there's a good possibility I may be more inclined to support the measure publicly now, because we are a small part of the district and not the entire district. Not population based, of course, but land based. You know, on a geographic note. So it's not easy. I'm torn. I'm not torn how I'm going to vote on the measure. I'm going to support the measure, but that's a different issue. Even though it is a tax increase, and I'm generally opposed to tax increases, but I think this is a needed tax increase. I think it's good. This is good for the community, hands down. This measure is needed, in my opinion, hands down. I think we're beyond the 2008 public debate cycle or public debate issue. You know. Different situation that we were in at the time when I was opposed to it. I've since reevaluated that stance. And since 2008, the buildings are still crumbling. They're in horrible shape. They're terrible shape, and it's not good. It's not conducive to a learning environment, to a positive educational environment. We are trying. We've been working hard on this council since I've been here. And former mayor and longtime council member Vince Hulvick, who's in the audience. Thank you, Vince, and your lovely bride. It's good to see you here. Vince and I and others have been involved in tireless debate up here about the future of this city, the future of this community, and trying to recruit anchor businesses to come in here and employers to come here and employers to stay here, and ways to keep our children here. I think that starts with a decent school system. Really, how can, you know, in how can, I can't honestly vote against this measure, even though it's a tax increase. It's a lot of money, I understand that, but and just knowing that the infrastructure of Willows Unified is just crumbling all around us, and to me, that's going to any individuals thinking about moving into this community are going to take a look at the schools. That's one of the first things a person does. You come in and take a drive around the schools, and oh my God, it's not good. It's not good at all. So I think we need to start at ground zero here, and worry about our kids, worry about our kids' kids, worry about our friends' kids, worry about our neighbors' kids. Try to keep them in the Willows Unified School District. Try to keep people in this community, in this city, in this community, and in Southern Glenn County being productive citizens. I've said many times I would love for all three of my kids to remain in this community. My oldest has moved out. She may come back someday. I don't know. She's living in the Bay Area. Very happy, happily married with two beautiful granddaughters. My youngest is attending. She's going to be a senior at Sac State here in a few days. And hopefully she'll remain in the community, and my son is still in the community. But I think that in order to keep our young people in this community, first of all, we have to have a decent school facility. So it's a difficult decision. I'm torn. However, I would support the council endorsing this measure publicly. So, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Larry.
Actually, is it possible to get proponents of Measure R to answer some questions? I have a few questions. We've never actually talked about the amount, the terms, interest rates, etc. I don't see that in the information given to us.
Yeah, okay. I just say it should be fair, though, if we could kind of limit it in time and give the opportunity the same for the against measure as well. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, let's keep our rebuttal times down and our response times down. Go ahead.
Okay, well, some of the questions I have, one's on the Oversight Committee. Who's on the Oversight Committee? What's its authority? Another question I have, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, it's about a $14 million bond, be three batches sold. I'm not sure what the interest rate is, what the projected interest rate is, so I'm curious what the total amount of interest over the life of the bond, along with the life of the bond. I don't know if these are 20-year, 30-year. And then what's the tax rate per, say, assessment, $100,000 of assessed value? I mean, is that set already? Those are the questions I have.
That's a fair question. Who would like to respond to that? Well, let's get the four first, and then we'll get the opposed.
I'll try to remember all your questions, Larry.
I can walk you through them if you want.
I will address the issue of the Oversight Committee first. The Oversight Committee made up of seven community members, okay. Five representing specific citizen groups in the community, one being the Taxpayers Association, one being a parent, PTO, the Parent Teacher Organization, citizens group, and then there'll be two at large representing the community. The Oversight Committee can't be appointed until we pass the bond. The purpose of that Oversight Committee is twofold by law. They have two reasons for existing. One is to inform the public that the bond monies are spent on the projects that the board has approved. And that is part of the resolution. If you received a complete copy of the resolution, those bond projects are the last page. It's been the same bond list since 2008, hasn't changed. So that's the second purpose of the Oversight Committee is to make sure that no bond monies are spent on salaries. Those are the two, by law, the two issues, the only two issues that the Citizens Oversight Committee can respond to. So it's to make sure that the public is informed that the projects that have been approved, that we're spending that money on that, and then that no money is spent on salaries. Okay, bonds.
Yeah, $14 million.
$14 million. We expect the payback to be 2-to-1. That means we borrow $14 million of the bond, we pay back the principal of $14 million, and we pay the interest of $14 million. That's where the 2-to-1 comes from. We're looking at a very, very conservative bond issuance. The interest rates for the bond, of course, it is going to depend upon when we get ready to sell the bonds, but our anticipation is that those bond rates are going to be a series of three. They're going to be between 5% and 6%. Conservative, very safe investments. That's why you offer the low interest rates for security.
Okay.
The assessed value at this point, the assessed value estimate is $49 per 100,000 of assessed value. That tax rate is determined every year by the assessor's office, mm-hmm, based upon the assessed value of the property. So we have a fixed amount of money that has to be paid back. If the assessed value is going up, then the resulting assessed value, the rate is less than what we anticipated it to be. Okay. So either you keep it the same
and pay the bonds off early, or lower the assessed value, the rate for the assessed value. Assessed value is $149 per 100,000, represents about 0.05% of assessed value per year. We're all going to pay the same. Everybody's going to pay the same. It's the same rate. We don't give any special rates or dispensation to landowners or business owners or homeowners. Everybody pays the same rate, 0.05% per year.
Okay. That answers those questions, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Lambert's 100% correct on the Bond Oversight Committee, the Citizens Oversight Committee. With the exception, the emphasis has to be put on the fact that an annual audit must by law be conducted, and the Bond Oversight Committee only looks at it after the fact. They have no say in any planning, prioritizing, choosing of projects. None of that is within the venue of the Citizens Oversight Committee. By law, it must meet once a year publicly. Every single district that passes a bond is supposed to have one. If they don't, I don't even know if they don't meet the specific people to be addressed to, they're supposed to appoint if those people aren't available. I've never even asked that question. There are a lot of really well-written documents on the internet of citizens oversight committees. Mount Diablo School District happens to have one, which I read, which was very interesting and well done. They have an entire system that they use to get the information out to the people via the website, which is very good. Your next question had to do with what we're going to pay. What will the interest rates be? How much will we actually pay for that bond? Well, that's a good question. And that is the basis of the biggest argument for those of us who oppose this measure. On page 3 in section 7, the only thing in this document that is listed is the fact that it cannot exceed 12% per annum and it cannot exceed 40 years. That comes out of the Education Code, which was updated October 3rd of 2013 via Assembly Bill 182, which said it could no longer go for any amount whatever. Carol alluded to that with the 4-to-1 debt service ratio, which can no longer be exceeded. Something I'd like to add right here, a general obligation bond, and you probably know this because you're on the City Council and deal with finance, is an umbrella term for all of the different styles of bonds that can be issued under general obligation. That includes a capital appreciation bond, bond anticipation notes, which are like a payday loan. Orland has three series that were flown that have an aggregate value of $17 million that they borrowed. The interest on that is $38 million. It's at the Department of Finance at the Assessor's Office. So their total payback is $55 million by 2052. Which brings us to the next question of how much tax the $100,000 will be. If we're dealing with a $100,000 increment, how much tax will be applied to that? Proposition 39 said that you can't exceed $60 per $100,000. It allowed for voters at 55% to pass a tax on property owners. You're not supposed to exceed $60 per Proposition 39 language. Right now, as we speak, Orland should be paying $93 per $100,000 in order to satisfy their debt. Again, Department of Finance, that's from the folks over there who have no skin in any game. And because they are not paying that, in the near future, it will be well over $100 per $100,000 because, again, we don't know what it will be. There is no 2-to-1 debt service ratio bond in existence. There are some refunding bonds. There were some statistics in 2003 that had to do with the debt service ratio for the entire state was at 2.35 at that time to 1. Now it's much higher. How are we going to get a 2-to-1 bond? We're dealing with the exact same people who did Orland's bond. Now, I did not give you a copy of this, but it was one of the agreements from the Election Planning Service, and it lists a bunch of costs that the district was beholden for, and this is the November 2012 election. And they get paid for every time, why are they flown in a series of three? Why not just one? I wondered that. They get paid for each series that's flown. $70,000 plus all expenses. And that's just one of the groups that works with getting the bonds funded. And also, you will notice on that section 7, the bonds may be sold at a premium or discount consistent with law and shall be sold pursuant to negotiated sale, not put out for bid, which is how you get the best deal. It's a signed contract. We can't put them out for bid. We can't get a better deal. It's whatever they negotiate. Whatever this bond consultant negotiates, the underwriter, whatever they choose to negotiate for is what we will pay. We have no choice. Once it's passed, it's out of our hands. I think that's important to realize that we are really not their clients. We provide money for their clients, for their big business, for Wall Street investors. Yeah, you know, they like us because we want to fix our schools. They offer us a package deal, and then they fleece us. And then what do? If in 20 years they need to fix the schools again, here's a thought for you. And we have capped out how much we can charge landowners at $60 or more, or let's say $60 per 100,000. If in 20 years there's already $60 per 100,000 encumbered, how do they fly another bond if they have to do more repairs? Because these haven't been done in the last 20 years. And again, I don't know why. I know that we're looking for other money, and I know that that's a fact, that it has to come from someplace else and probably the property owners. But they should be at the table. They're the ones who are going to pay it. They should be the ones making the decisions because, like the water district, they're smart. They know how to get the most for their money. So I hope that answers a little bit more of your question.
Thank you. Okay. I've been saying for years that great schools make for great communities, and I'm glad that that's finally being brought out. I got to say, over the years, it's been hard to see people recognize that fact publicly. This could easily be the best vote I ever make on my term in city council in helping to improve Willows overall. There's some good points brought up about the good schools, keeping the kids here. I think you mentioned that, Gary, and stuff. But on the other hand, this is outside our usual purview. And we don't have any policy on this, so we're kind of out in the woods right now. And so I'm a little hesitant to actually endorse this as a city council. I do have a Major R sign up in my yard. I'm planning to vote for it this year. One thing I would like to say, no matter how this goes tonight, is I appreciate and am impressed by the yes on R energy and by the no on R energy. I'd ask that the both groups get together, assuming the bond passes, and a make sure the oversight committee is qualified, competent, and energetic, because to me it's a entering into a sacred responsibility when you ask the public for money, and then you have the responsibility of making sure that it's used properly. That's a very let's just say it's a very important issue with me. And yeah, this is an investment in our community. So again, to sum it up, this is needed. I have some concerns with it. I plan to vote yes personally in the June election, but I'm hesitant to go out this way as the city council endorsing something. You know, I gotta admit, I've always looked at Chico and just personally laughed at them, at some of the things they go off on. So this is a big step for the Willow City Council. So I'd like to hear from the other two city council members. Terry.
Well, I don't think that anybody has to tell us about the divisive nature of decisions that we make up here. We've had plenty of background in doing that. And I don't want to debate the plus and minuses with either side here. I do appreciate that you both have good arguments. I do have some experience with bond issues. I do have a lot of experience with lending practices. it is not unusual to go out to a debenture sale or something where you don't know the exact terms. So I can defend that a little bit. I have gone out and borrowed money on debentures that you do not know until they issue them what they're going to be. But this is actually a pretty good time to be borrowing money on interest rates. It's probably one of the best times in the last 40 years. And it is my remembrance that the last parcel tax was in 1976. Does that sound right? Jim, do you know that?
You mean the bond or the parcel?
I'm not sure which it was. I believe it was a parcel tax. It was a bond in 76, yeah. And so long-term issuance of debt is not a scary thing in real terms. That's the way it works. We all have 30-year mortgages. I do. 40-year mortgages are out there. So the term, we pay it forward. We borrow now and pay it forward. That's a process. An election is a process. I understand that you're not happy with the process. But it is the process. It is the way that schools are funded. I don't think we're going to go back and rewrite anything at this point and say, let's do it another way. I haven't heard the no group say anything about what they would do if they could, to do something different than that, other than, to have money available and go forward on their own plan to put it to a vote, which is what it would have to be. So I understand the hesitation of the other members up here. We don't have a policy for this. However, I thought in terms of the city, hopefully in the future, we'll have some plans to upgrade some of our own facilities, whether it be the swimming pool, the library, new city hall. And I think that we would be happy to have the endorsement of the school districts at that time. If we went and said, please support our need to have a new library or a new recreational facility or a senior citizen, I think that those kind of reciprocal ideas strengthen the bonds of the different groups that we have, community groups, makes us a community. I have a yes on our sign in my yard, just full disclosure here. I feel like some of the other people here personally. And I am willing to vote in favor of supporting bond measure R on the June ballot.
Thank you. Okay. Well, it comes down my turn, and although I'm not as eloquent a speaker as Gary, and you did a great job, you hit a lot of points that I certainly would like to say, so I'll just confirm what you said there. It may not be as statistically driven as Larry and Terry, but I do carry some of each of their positive aspects, and I can honestly say that although I don't have children in this school district, but I would be paying the taxes. So I would say that what I would be voting for is the betterment of this city and nothing more. I don't like bonds, to be quite honest with you. And I think both sides bring out some very positive points. This is a difficult decision. It's a decision that, again, I'll reemphasize, we have not made before in the council before. Ooh. I think most of us question, really, should we be supporting this, most of us? But I think it is important that we do our due diligence, and this was brought before the council. And since it is, I do believe that we should be either supporting it or against it. From what I've heard this evening, I do know that our children are our future. Can you put a price on what that future would cost? Yeah, I guess you could. But in my mind, I want the students of Willows to benefit at all costs. So would I be willing to pay taxes on this measure? Yes, I would. And I will publicly support it. I will support it as a member of the council. And that's where I stand. So, council, what I see here is we have Larry, you're undecided. Gary, you're for Measure R. Larry, yes, but you're not really prepared at this moment to support it as a council member.
I don't know. Terry kind of threw in that quid pro quo there. You know, I wasn't going to publicly demand anything. I figured to get it in the back room afterwards. But I wonder if the school board and administration, they get that message. Yeah. I'm in favor of this, but how about this? Can in the next year, can we develop some policies, some guidelines for this? Our next item for the hospital foundation is another thing we don't have policy on. You know, I can go along with supporting an endorsement of this measure, but I'd like to see some policy development by the city council to give not just guidance for us, but for future city councils.
I see no problem with that personally. Does anyone from council have any objection to that?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, just to be cautious here, we probably shouldn't talk about that very much.
And yeah, that's true.
We don't want to violate the Brown Act.
We don't want to do
but
that.
I just want to.
But, you know, that is a possibility that we could look into, I should say.
Absolutely. There's another area of the agenda where that would apply very well.
We're not going to make a stand on that issue at
We don't go around violating. Okay. We try not to go around violating the Brown Act.
Yeah, no, that's not really a benefit to anybody there, especially us. But,
okay. Just talk about it,
Yeah.
I'm in agreement to that, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Could I just
sure.
a second? I absolutely agree with Larry. That's where I was coming from. I was torn about, like I said, about should we as a council, consider endorsing a measure because it is uncharted territory. And that's my only concern. So we just talked about it. I'm in definite agreement about, considering the other option down the road. But I mean, I just wanted to say, and I don't think I said it, but I did, all of the arguments were very compelling. And by the way, Susan Brizio? Susan, see? No, hi, Susan. Very compelling argument, by the way. I wanted to publicly say that. Very compelling argument, as always. Susan and I have debated many issues lately or over the past years at Starbucks on a kind of a semi-regular basis. She is quite the compelling a debater. So very good job, Susan. Very, very good points. Like I say, very, very good points from both support and opposition. But I think we, with the dire condition of the school districts, current school district facilities, infrastructure, just the condition of the overall infrastructure, I think that we need to go out on a limb here and endorse this measure. I think it's important. I think it's important to the strength and future of our economy and our community. So I'm definitely in support of the measure. But Larry, I just wanted to say that I too agree with your sentiments about should we or shouldn't we. And when I came on to council in 08, Chico, Arcata, other communities, we will never be debating do everything in my power to make sure that we never debate Willows being a nuclear-free zone or anything like that. But this is different. This is the future of our economy. This is the future of our community. This is for the betterment of the entire community. I think it's very important, and to take a public stance, go out on a limb and take a public stance. So I'm sure that some of our constituents or citizens are, you know, I know aren't going to be happy with that, but that, you know, we've had to make tough decisions up here before, and this is a difficult decision, but I think it's the right one. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's all I have.
Yeah, I agree. You have five politicians up here who really don't want to really anger anybody, if we could, you know, but you do have to make, we do have to make a decision on whether to support this or not, and that's what we're doing here tonight. So I would entertain a motion for item 11C.
Mr. Mayor, I move a resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows in support of the Willows Unified School District's bond measure R on the June 2014 ballot be approved.
I second the motion. Resolution, rather.
Thank you. It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming for both for and against sides of Measure R. Item 11D is to consider authorizing a waiver of planning and development fees for the Glenn Medical Center construction project application planning commission, or excuse me, planning commission process.
Mr. Mayor, I am going to recuse myself from this. My husband is listed as a member of the hospital foundation, and as such, I don't want to have any influence or perceived influence in this matter, so I am going to recuse myself.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, Vice Mayor will be recusing herself.
Mr. Mayor, would it be appropriate to take a 5-minute break?
Yeah, we certainly could. Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a 5-minute break.